I love it. Let's just keep the balance how it is. Luffy is supposed to be main character. He is fit to be the main character because mm-hmm. he is the pirate. Well, he will become pirate. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So, yeah, Irby, you can't. Nah, you got two One Piece fans in this bitch now, Irby. What's up?
Allegedly.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, as always, Sinji, with me, my co-host, Irby. I hate you so
Hello
much.
Hello there. Yeah, you know, the audience was clapping, you know, had to do my signature intro.
First I'm time here. Ever, 120th episode, we brought in a new guest. Now, I miss Pete. I'm not going to lie. I do miss Pete. He's been with us for every 10th episode since we started doing this shebang. But, I reached out to my homie, Sammy. She said she was willing to do it. So welcome, guys. Sammy, Irby, can you do the clapping thing?
Hey, guys. I feel so welcomed.
Thanks for doing this with us. And willing to sit in your car because you also have a noisy household. I shun my family to the other side of the house when I do the podcast.
I can't do that. I just decided to do it here. But thank you for the invite.
Ah, no problem.
Man, you'd be all right if you just pulled an Itachi.
Nah, bro.
I don't have to worry about it.
I'm quite fond of my family. I'm good right now on the Itachi.
I'm kidding anyway, my guy.
I don't think Sammy's that far in Naruto to know what like pulling an Itachi means.
Well, they told you like the first couple episodes.
Yeah, but like, it's been a while. Sammy, do you know what like Itachi did?
I know Itachi was massacred the family in the village or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be the villain, but he wasn't the villain. That's why I'm getting the vibes from. Don't worry, I am going to watch that as soon as I catch up with One Piece, too. So, Naruto's on my list
never.
As well.
In other words, you're never watching One Piece. Naruto coming out with episodes weekly for the next 20 years or two.
Just catch all the recaps.
Until Luffy's son becomes Pirate King. Okay.
Yes.
Listen. I'm just saying. All right, flavor of the week. Irby, do you got one?
Yeah. It's coming out of this week's chapter of One Piece.
Stop.
No, I'm kidding.
That was a stop, because we didn't have a chapter this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely watched all the stuff this week because
I also watched. Yeah, I watched.
Didn't realize it was 120, but
I didn't realize until I was editing 119. I was like, oh shit, next week is 120.
Till you said something, I was like, oh yeah, gotta watch all the stuff for the deadline. Yeah, it's Thorfinn was. I give it to him this week because he taught himself how to throw a sword. Which is pretty fun.
It was purely by accident, too. He was just like, he threw in a fit of rage, and then like it happened. It's like, oh, hold on. Might be onto something here.
Yeah, because I throw knives. I have a little knife target. Haven't thrown them in a little while, though, but they are fun.
Every black guy now, aside from Sheldon. Be.
You've never thrown knives?
I have, but like I'm not the right skin complexion for that.
Yeah, I throw knives, axes. Shoot bows and arrows.
Shooting bows is fun.
Yeah.
Sammy, do you have a flavor? Do you have? I think I explained it to you, right?
No, you didn't.
It's lies. Okay, so flavor of the week is something that within, since we call it that because we're on a week to week basis, but you can just anything off your memory, something that like stuck with you that you watched recently, like, yo, that was fucking crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did tell me. My bad. I told you what I was going to say. It was basically Zoro fighting the straw man. I'm very far behind, guys, so don't judge me. I just started Wano, so they're episode 900, and that's when Zoro was fighting the straw man, right? And all of a sudden, he goes gorilla. I was like, oh, shit, like, his biceps just, like, pumped up. I was like, okay, like, it's too much for me right now, but, like, I was into that. That stuck with me. And honestly, if I see more of that type of Zoro, I would not be mad. That's all I can say.
Stop. That's too much.
How would you feel if Zoro was the main character instead of Luffy?
Stop.
Honestly, Luffy being the main character is great. I love Luffy. And having Zoro as his vice captain, amazing. So the dynamic that they both have, and with Sanji too, I love it. Let's just keep the balance how it is. Luffy is supposed to be main character. He is fit to be the main character because mm-hmm. he is the pirate. Well, he will become pirate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, Irby, you got Sanji two One Piece fans in this bitch now, Irby. What's up?
Allegedly. but yeah, no.
So
she
I
said
believe...
he's supposed to be, which doesn't mean like, you know, definitively that she's against
Zoro being. In my opinion, in my strong opinion, Luffy is main character. He is OP. That's all I can
say. I mean, they're all the main characters, but he's like the main one.
He's like the top tier main, all right? Like I love Luffy, one. But Zoro wins my heart, but that doesn't mean that he should be main character. Luffy is main character. Like, that's...
Do you hear that? That's very heartwarming. Zoro. Luffy ain't warming hearts over here.
Stop. Luffy gets me hyped, bro. Especially now that he's got more of like a badass smile when he's fighting.
I say the One Piece fan said Zoro warmed the heart. Didn't say anything about Luffy. So, speaks for itself, my guy.
I don't know a female who watches One Piece that isn't obsessed with Zoro or Law.
Law is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yo, Law is... Oh, my... Yeah.
I wouldn't be worried about being on episode 900, Sammy, because my gas attendant, who, like, filled my glass in the morning, I had to go to work, who saw my pictures, stickers on the back of One Piece, like, yo, cool stickers. I just started. I'm on Alabasta. I'm like, you're not avoiding shit.
You just got to jump to, like, 420 and just go from there.
Stop. No, you shouldn't miss any of the journey.
No, you can't skip episodes. Every episode has...
No, there's some
you need to skip.
you can fuck the fillers. Stop. You can skip fillers.
Skip them.
Those are... 420. Yeah, anyway, but... Yeah,
no, a lot of One Piece fillers are actually good, but I would skip the freaking games with Splithead. I'm never watching that again.
Anyway. Yeah. But what was I gonna say? I've been avoiding spoilers because something big happened. I don't know. I swear to God, I don't know. I deleted the Facebook app, right? I didn't delete the account, my account. I just deleted the Facebook app. Instagram, I don't go on it. Whatever people send me, that's all I see. And they know not to send me no spoilers. Like, and even my friend Ruby, she said, don't go on Funimation because Funimation has like a background of One Piece and that has a huge spoiler on it. So now I had to, delete my Funimation app and just go on Crunchyroll and use Carlos's account for One Piece. I was like, well, this is a bitch, like, you know. But that's the extreme of how I'm avoiding shit because I was scarred. When I got spoiled for something in One Piece in particular, so
we can talk about
what event scarred you. Go into that little detail.
So this was when I not that I just started One Piece, but like I was binging One Piece, and then all of a sudden I get this you know how you're scrolling through Instagram the videos, right? Mm-hmm. There's this one video that goes, "Oh, the last words of these characters," right? Rengoku was on it, right? I was like, oh, right. And then Ace was on it. And he said, arigato. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Ace fucking dies? And I, what's the first thing I did, Carlos? I
went
messaged
like a panic
you.
Attack, bro.
I messaged you a whole bunch of voice messages. I was like, Carlos, tell me it's not fucking true. Tell me Ace isn't fucking bad. I don't believe this. What is this shit? Like, I went off. And then I told my brothers, and my brothers were like, oh, huge, bimbo. Like, and I didn't know. I didn't know that he was going to die. Like, legitimately, I was watching that, and then I was afraid of watching it. And then Marineford happened, and then he dies. And then I was on a hiatus for like 3 months because that hurt me.
Bro, she stopped watching for months.
That's why you ain't finished it because you left. You left months. The chance of finish.
She stopped watching for months, bro. She was grieving this nigga hard.
They gave 200 episodes. That's 3 months you left off.
even after she started, after she deemed herself okay enough to keep watching again, start watching again, anything Ace related resulted to tears.
Yes. It just hurts so much. And the episode where Garp goes back to the village and then Dandan was like, "You motherfucker, you saw him die, you didn't do anything." I stopped. I had to stop that episode. I couldn't.
I'll be honest, that scene made me tear up more than like Ace actually dying.
No, what is wrong with you?
I knew it was coming. I was like, there's no way he makes it out of this. Like, Luffy, first of all, Luffy's getting his ass handed to him, and all these big names that are just watching him are not helping at all.
Only thing is that Ace could have, I don't know, Oda should have not killed Ace off. And I've heard and I read somewhere that Oda kind of regrets doing that, killing off Ace. All what should have happened is that after we find out that Sabo was still alive, right? I would have been so
still alive. So hold on.
Wait.
Sabo's still alive?
What?
Yeah, I didn't know you're still alive.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You're past her. Shut the hell up.
Oh my god. I thought this was something for you. I'm sorry. But like, I thought, it would have been nice if Sabo and Ace, like, linked up and said, "Hey, what's up? Like, you're not dead. Like, hey, I don't know."
Apparently they did link up because the flame fruit, it's part of Ace.
Yeah, it's not enough, though, because Ace never found out that Sabo was alive.
It's like eating memories,
Is that true, by the way? Do they actually get their memories? I don't know. Do
you
get the memories of the person?
Nope, I have
not. No, I don't think
so. I made it up.
That's
you made it up?
Yeah, no.
I read this somewhere, but I was like,
it's a different anime that does it.
Okay, all right, hold on. Before I forget, my flavor this week is from Teenage Mercenary again, and it was basically Ijin to save his grandfather who got kidnapped. He took out 4 whole squads, like a Delta unit. I'm sorry, 3 whole squads. A Delta unit, a Charlie unit, and a Beta unit by himself. And then faced the leader of those units one-on-one, beat her, all to save his grandpa. My man is a walking, ruthless, ass-kicking waiting to happen. And now we can officially go back to Sam Fisher. And by the way, Irby, I just want you to know, the spoiler she's trying to avoid right now, she's could have seen it so many times between reels she sends me. I'm like, yo, how are you avoiding this shit? Like, I'm seeing it right. Like, I don't know what you focus on when you watch reels, but like, it is there for you to see.
Yeah, you have to message me the spoiler so I won't say it on air.
Oh, yeah. But like,
I was sending some videos, right? And then he would say, like, "Did you not see something?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Just delete the video. Don't watch it again." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
She didn't see it. She didn't see it. But like, I've kept track of it. So she's seen the current spoiler, or she's had the opportunity to see the current spoiler multiple times. She's had the opportunity to see Luffy's Gear 4 transformation multiple times. She's had the opportunity to see Luffy's Snake Man transformation multiple times. I'm like, bro, what? I'm impressed that you, like, don't notice this.
I have ADHD. Sometimes I can't focus on something. Like, I focus on one thing in particular, and that's it. I have, like, tunnel vision. I don't see anything else around it. I don't know where, like, what videos in particular had that spoiler before I got to it. I don't know.
I'll tell you right, there's nothing One Piece related that I watch on Instagram that doesn't somehow have it somewhere there. But like, I'll look at something and I'll look at it and I'm just like, Sammy won't notice this. I know for a fact she's not going to notice this. And it's right there. It's like in plain sight. It's like a fucking cherry on a cake. It's just there.
Well, see, if it's that small, then no. I don't know. If it's that small,
you're not going to notice a cherry on the top of a cake.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I'm going to notice the cake first and then the cherry last, That's my thing. I'll notice the big-ass thing first, right? Because that's the main vision. That's the main focus. And then anything else around it that's like, you know, smaller in detail, I'm not gonna focus on it.
Fair.
That's just it. The details, your macro perspective person, I see.
Okay, so for someone like Irby, it took 400 episodes for him to actually like start thinking this deserves the attention. Maybe deserves the attention it's getting. I don't know what your exact thoughts were, but like, how long did it take for you to get into it, Sammy?
Honestly, after they helped Nami out in
Arlong Park,
Arlong Park. That's when Luffy gave her
300 episodes right there.
That was not 300
episodes. 300 episodes
again. No,
it's not 300 episodes. Stop.
Because
you go meeting Luffy, you go to Logio time. No, not Logio time. You go to get Zoro. After Zoro, you kind of just have
Nami comes in.
You go to Buggy. Once Buggy, you go to Usopp, and after Usopp, you go to Sanji.
Yeah,
that's like within 150 episodes, I think.
Yeah, so I thought that was episode 50 or something like that. I didn't think it was that deep.
I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there. I could check right now. Hold on.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. Season one, episode what? Did they have the ship before or after?
No, they didn't have the ship yet. Wait, did they?
No. Before Nami? No, they got the Mary when they reached
Yeah, they
Nami.
Got the Mary already. Yeah.
It was post Usopp. Yeah. So let me see. Arlong. As soon as you see like the shark dude, that's where you want to be.
That's like episode 40. Took a while.
It took 40. It took 40 episodes.
30 episodes. Yeah.
See, it wasn't that much. I like
40 the exponential episodes number. I said.
Your crew? Are you serious? That's a while.
Nah, man.
That's
so
not
like
a while.
I say this all the time. Like, so like I feel like and it could be with you too, Irby, and like maybe it's why it took up to like Arlong Park with Sammy. With animes like that, they're kind of like the OGs, you know what I mean? Dragon Ball is the true OG, and then Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece being like the big three, the original big three. Those animes start off a lot slower than current animes. So, like, for it to get good for a lot of people, you gotta, like, get into it first. Like, you gotta give it some time to build up for you. Because, like, that was at a time animes did not... I don't think people were, like, scared to start off slow. Like just start building the world and setting up everything that's going around them. I mean, I just read an article not too long ago. Oda said, like, One Piece was supposed to be over, like, a long time ago, but, like...
And it should have been.
Stop.
What?
Stop. This will forever be known as the best world-building anime ever.
It is, though. Mm-hmm. Who thinks of a movie, Elephant Island? Like, who?
I've seen it somewhere else.
I don't know.
I've seen a rocket look like that thing.
Yeah,
but no, it's a good One Piece. I mean, it's a good anime. What Carlos pointed out was true. We're so used to like a lot of the animes that are out now currently, they already have the build up like by episode two, right? And the oldies, right? It's like it starts off slow. That's why for me, it's not like I didn't want to get into it. I wanted to already get into it because one. My brothers, both of them are into that, right? And I wanted to have like some kind of connection with them and, you know, have something to talk about, because, you know, just to be the big sister and have a conversation with them. So I got into it because originally, too, when I would give on Toonami, I did like it. I remember liking it. So I got back into that. And then by that episode, I'm telling you that when as soon as Nami asked for Luffy's help, and he said, "Duh, I'm gonna help you," that's where I was like, "Okay, this is good. I'm gonna keep this." So
yeah, I'm pretty sure watching Nami for stab her arm repeatedly because of the tattoo. The first time I watched that, gave me chills. I was like, "Oof."
Yeah,
But like, you don't get something like that right away. Like, you compare the first episode of One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach to like the first episode of Demon Slayer. Tanjiro's family got murked first episode.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, who killed him? Why did he kill him? And why didn't she turn into, you know, why is she not like the other vampires or whatever? So it's like
Sammy, demons, slayer, demons.
Demons. I couldn't think of the word. Why wasn't she like the other demons? You know, she protected Tanjiro, and I was like, wait, like that's what gets you in right away. But I guess within time, also, like, if you think about it, the attention span of people also have lowered. Like, that's why Vine happened. That's why TikTok is a thing. So you gotta, like, now creators are thinking about, okay, what's the first thing that we can grasp the viewer's attention and not prolong it, just like how One Piece and Dragon Ball did and Naruto did, like, you know?
The first Naruto episode had me hooked. Boy, I couldn't wait to watch
Stop
more.
Your fucking lying, dog. Stop. I remember that first episode like there's no tomorrow. There's no fucking way that first episode is hooking anyone right now.
It made not other people, but me. I was like, oh, man.
Like right now. I mean, if you compare, if you watched Demon Slayer, if you take someone who hasn't watched Naruto or Demon Slayer, you make them watch the first episode of each anime, they're going to watch Demon Slayer first before they watch Naruto. 100%.
It's quite possible. I'm not disputing that fact. I'm just saying.
With Kaim for us, the aristocrat one, like we keep watching another episode hoping it starts getting good because we're already expecting, like, yo, this shit should have popped off a long time ago. But like if this anime that we're currently watching on the podcast came out two generations ago or like 10-15 years ago, we would not be questioning the pace of it at all.
No, I would.
I don't think I would.
I'd be like, man, nothing's happened that piques my interest still. Other than episode 8 when they did something which shows part of his power. But, you know. Yeah, I'm still mad they made him. Oh, no. That was this week's episode. I'm not
going to relax.
Get into it. I was like, man.
I'm a little upset about something, too. I think it's the same thing, but relax.
Yeah. I'm like, man, listen. Hyperbolic time chamber.
Touch me in the morning and walk away. The fuck is this?
All right, but continue. I digress.
Okay, so, Sam, you were hooked in Arlong Park. Mm-hmm. So, from then on, what are, like, tell us about your journey. Tell us about the journey. Because it was a sporadic journey. And trust me, I know how long it fucking takes you to get through everything because you have my account. I was like, yeah.
And you watch it for time.
And you cannot have your account. And you can see where I'm at and what I'm where I'm stopping at.
I was bro, she had such a nice pace going. And then the thing came out and then she just stopped. All momentum gone. Like, fuck.
I didn't think that was going to happen, though, but I really, like, oh, God. All right, so Arlong happened. Luffy kicked the shit out of him, right? And then Nami was, like, really grateful. She took the tree into the Mary, and I was like, well, when they showed the death of her, you know, her stepmom, it's not her biological mom, that was, I cried, bro. That was bad.
Bellamy, I think her name was.
That's when I started noticing that, like, each storyline, right, is kind of depressing, and I love, Carlos knows this, I love depressing shit, okay? I love to watch things that make me cry. Because it makes you feel, right? I like it.
Recreational sadness.
Yo, I swear. Anything.
I love it.
Anytime it's like something depressing, it's like, oh, yeah, fuck me up. I'm in.
Oh, I got a real depressing one that you need to watch.
She probably has already watched it. What do you got?
Which one?
What's that show I was telling you? For Your Eternity?
Is that depressing, though?
Oh, my goodness.
Or is it just the beginning?
It's the whole show is depressing.
It's on my list too. It's currently on my list.
Okay. Yeah, I have that on my list as well.
I was like, I thought you were gonna say mine in April. I was like, no, I ain't finna do this. I turned it off and I was like, no, I gotta see what happens next.
I told her
I wasn't watching it.
I told her she knows I don't like, she knows as much as you know, like things, like, won't, most things won't get me to react emotionally. I told her to watch Ranking of Kings because that little fucking bastard made me feel so much anxiety and emotions from like his lack of being able to do anything. He can't even talk, but he's making me feel anxiety. I have anxiety because he can't get his message across, and like that's bothering me.
Oh yeah, this guy can't talk either.
For your eternity.
Mm-hmm.
I need to watch it. I gotta watch it. I didn't make time for it. I'm trying to get caught up with Bungo right now, because if I can get caught up with Bungo,
there's only like four episodes out.
There's only four episodes out. I'm on the last episode then.
Yeah, but there's not that many, because I was going to watch them, but I was like, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, the good thing about me and Sammy sharing a Crunchyroll account is she likes to wait till the season's over, so I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be done with the season before she even starts it or thinks about starting it.
Right now, my main focus is One Piece. I need to catch up, because even my other friend, Ruby, she's like, she has a list of reels, like videos saved for her to send me.
I
can't send you this right now.
I have a Herbal Synergy account on Instagram when I used to like advertise this a little more. And like I sent all my reels that I want to send you, but it's too soon to send it to that account. And every once in a while I'll go through it and like, oh, okay, this one I can send now. This one I can send now.
And now Ruby has it like that too. Oh my gosh, she's like, Sammy, please pick up the pace. Please watch some more episodes. I'm like, I'm trying, girl. I'm trying. Like, it's hard when you, I have a 9-to-5 job. And then when I leave my job, I go work out sometimes, right? I'm just tired. And then I end up, you know, I go to bed and I try to make myself watch at least one episode. And I end up falling asleep, not because it's boring, but I'm just like physically tired. Like, I can't. So the only days that I could really binge on it are weekends when I'm home, or if I'm not out. And it's just like, oh my god, I need to find more time, like, you know, to
fix my schedule. Sounds like you need to stop going out and get you some One Piece.
Like, I'm kind of like the same way, because like when I'm ready for bed, I like to lay down, like to unwind with something, like a show or something.
Mm-hmm.
But like also, as soon as I'm in bed, I want to pass out, and it's like I don't want to put anything on interesting because I'm gonna fall asleep during it. I'm not gonna know where I was. If it's freaking YouTube and I fall asleep for a while, it's gonna keep playing other videos. And I won't know what.
Well, you can turn off that feature. You know that.
Stop.
The autoplay.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't make it easier for him.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
You can turn off the autoplay.
Stop.
Yeah. You make
I'm
it up
comfortable just like, not oh, watching solution. YouTube. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just turn off autoplay.
Stop.
Well, with Crunchyroll, you can't do that. Wait, can you? Can you turn off autoplay with that or no?
You can.
I think you can.
You can. Yeah, I'm going to do it. All right. Why? See, one time I woke up, I went to sleep with like an episode, for example, 100. I woke up on episode like 125. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, where did this go from? That's what happened.
150.
I think, and I get why they're doing it, but like, I feel like these companies will save a little money, especially the team that's animating One Piece right now. They didn't need to do like fucking 5 minutes of recap, 5 minutes of intro, and then like 10 to 15 minutes of actual good content, and then like outro. Like, bro, just I'm okay with 15 minutes. Just cut out all the other shit for me.
Yeah, I told you what I was watching. I was like, why'd I gotta watch the first 10 minutes of the episode again? The intro is 5 minutes, the outro is another five. I'm like, these are long as hell episodes for no reason.
So, if I want to recap, I'll just watch it again. Stop. You know what might be a cheat way to like catch up? Just watch the recap of the next episode. Just keep watching recaps.
No, yeah. I want the full on experience. So.
No, not for you. Not for you. I'm just saying, like, someone wants to cheat their way. I told Irby for the longest, don't even watch One Piece. Play One Piece Pirate Warriors, and like, you'll get a general idea of what's going on. the entire...
That's a movie, right?
Nah, it's a game.
It's a game? What?
Mm-hmm. It's like a Dynasty Warriors game. It's just like a beat-em-up game where, like, it follows the story to an extent, and then, like, it throws in some, like, side shit for you to have some fun.
Oh, okay.
And your teammate will always use the power-ups that you accumulated through your time fighting enemies.
What a piece of
when
shit.
When they settled in the corner. Yeah. Terrible teammate.
I agree.
Yeah. Talking about yourself.
It's me, I know.
You're the problem.
I'm the solution, motherfucker, first of all.
I remember I'd get to an enemy, but often at least get all these enemies. I can't even use it because you depress yours on the outside of the map and you wasn't even fighting anyone.
As I told Sammy while we were waiting for you, sure. All I know in any game I play is offense.
I'm support.
Terrible.
So,
yeah.
I was just like people relying on me. That's why.
We can go on for
complex.
We can go on forever at One Piece, but like I don't want to keep Sammy in the car too long. So I'm gonna ask her opinion on a couple more key factors in the show up to the point she's at. So you got up to we stopped at past Arlong. So the next key thing I want to talk about is Enel's Lobby, saving Robin.
Her backstory, I get why she felt the way, like, you know, I don't want to live and leave me here. But then Luffy made her realize that she has friends, she has people that she can rely on. And then when you know, all of the gang was right there at the rooftop, and he was telling her, tell us what you want right now. And then when she yelled those words, I want to live, bro, I cried. I was crying. I was in depression mode, but at the same time happy, because that's when Robin realized, like, I have a family, I have friends, I have something to live for. That goes on.
It's rare, but, like, in this scene, both the English voice actor and the Japanese voice actor fucking slayed those lines.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it hits just as hard both times.
I'm watching a sub because it's better for me. Like that, I don't mind the dub version. I don't, but for me, I feel like I've watched sub so much now. Like, I'm just so used to it. But like you said, they both English and Japanese, so good with, like, portraying the emotions that Robin feels at that moment. And it makes you, it gives you goosebumps. It's so good. And then, Sanji, real, you know, I'm going to skip all the way forward to Whole Cake. But when Luffy said, I can't become Pirate King without you, dude, that was
real question, so good. Pirate King even exists?
Yes.
It's been too long.
It exists.
Oh, no. I forgot what he's looking for. We told it in the first episode.
It's like Game of Thrones, you know? And Iron Throne. Someone didn't sit on it for a while, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know. He said you'll be Pirate King like 800 episodes ago, and I haven't seen no progression since for Pirate King.
Oh, my God.
What, man? That's so much progression.
I don't see it. It's just, you know.
He's an Emperor of the Sea right now. What are you talking about?
Emperor of the
for
Sea?
For real?
That ain't apprentice.
You saw his bounty?
Nah, you don't know his current bounty, Sammy.
What?
You don't know his current bounty. Oh, my God. It goes up after every major arc.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, his bounty at the arc I'm at is
1.5 billion. Right
now. Yeah, 1.5 billion. And what do you guys think? Like, okay, I know eventually it's gonna happen. He's gonna have to fight Shanks. How do you guys feel about that part? Like, when that happens?
Like, Luffy laid the groundwork early for that by getting his Shanks arm bit off by that little sea monster. So he already has a leg up. So
it was predetermined. Hey, I'm gonna get this nigga eventually.
Because he's like, I gotta fight you sometime. Let me just get your arm out the way now.
I just gotta get the other arm. You can't have this hat back.
So I don't know. I feel like Shanks is, if they do end up fighting, Shanks is going to put him down. I want to put him down, but I don't think that fight might not happen considering he has that that power.
I don't think Luffy and Shanks will fight. I know he said it that like he wants to take down all the emperors, but like I don't think they'll fight for the simple reason that now that you're in Wano, Oda said there's two major story arcs left. There'll be some mini ones, which I'm currently in the middle of a mini one, but like major story arcs, and like I can only think about two unresolved issues, and that's Akiino and Blackbeard. And I was just like, where is there room to fight Shanks? You know what I mean? So I'm thinking,
yeah,
I think Blackbeard, and this is just my opinion, I think Blackbeard is going to be the final like obstacle in the path to becoming Pirate King.
Final boss.
So I'm thinking there's going to be...
Blackbeard kills Shanks and then Luffy's out for revenge.
Stop. No, don't.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So Blackbeard is technically the reason Ace was in that situation, so stop.
Yes.
There's plenty of motivation already.
Double revenge. Double motivation.
And then Akiino, I have to think like something like... I think it'll be like... Maybe the Marines are gonna be like a like full on threat the second to final arc. I don't know. That's just my thought process. I feel like we can't just leave Akiino in his throne of righteousness in his opinion.
Right.
Like how can two people on Justice be so opposed to each other that one left the Marines or the Navy, whatever they're...
Right.
I liked Ice Dude.
He was cool.
Yeah, he is good. He is so good.
Yeah, and he joined Black... Oh, wait. Yeah. Just keep it moving.
Bro, but like... I'm just saying, even after he gets Pirate King, there needs to be like... There needs to be a special chapter after on like the things they did after, because like Brooke still needs to see Laboon. I want to see Nami with her family again. I want to see Sanji with the chef again. Zoro will probably stay with Luffy.
With the boxer.
Just end it.
Oh yeah, Doctor Rin.
Zoro's from.
What's
where
up?
The fuck did he come from? I want to know where Zoro's from. Like I get like the village that he grew up in. With the girl that died, but like, who was his mom?
I don't know.
Where was the mom when he was in like those like you know competitions in the dojo? Like
I read something, and it said, and I don't recall seeing any proof of this, but it said that the you know in the Thriller Bark arc with Moria in the Shadow and where Zoro got the cursed sword.
Yes.
It's saying that that guy he got the sword from is his ancestor.
Yeah, I read that too somewhere. No, my friend Ruby showed me that. And then
so
Oda is going to make an anime based on him, apparently.
Yes, he is doing that. So, like, maybe Zoro's origin is actually Wano?
Well, that's been hinted to before.
Oh. Yeah, true. But, like... There's no concrete, like, I ain't seen no one in Wano with green hair yet, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could just be a recessive gene, where, someone with, like, I don't know, blue and yellow hair, you know, or something, or two blue hairs can make a green hair, or two yellows make a green one, I don't know.
Right.
It just happens.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think, I don't know, you might want to put on some earmuffs for this piece, Sammy.
So, no, stop.
Okay, let me
yeah, I was going to say so because I saw something, but I was like, nah. I just talked to you one, that one about the off the air. Yeah, I ain't going to do that.
No, not
yet. You're not listening, yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what the world has in store.
Okay, so going a little forward, the I want to talk about both of you. We already talked about Ace, so we don't really need to talk about Ace. I want to talk about pre-time skip when Kuma sent them all flying, and then post-time skip when they met back on the Archipelago.
Okay. They all got stronger, obviously. but we all thought that Kuma, well, for me at least, I thought that Kuma was, like, being a bad guy and, like, you know, just beating the shit out of them. But...
yeah, because, like, he came after Luffy before, and, like, Zoro did the thing that that nothing happened. Uh-huh. He just left without anything happening. But, like, yeah, he shows up again, like, oh, fuck.
Right. So, I think, like, because I find out that Kuma actually worked with the dragon, that's why I feel like Kuma was like, okay, let me save his son for just a bit, and then, like, obviously his son comes with, you know, packages, which is the crew, and it made everyone believe that they were gone, right? Mm-hmm. So when that happened, Marineford happened, and then Luffy vows to get stronger, and that's when Rayleigh was, you know, training him, and the fact that he spent more time with Luffy than the actual crew, it's so funny to me.
Bro, that is but, wild.
It's so funny, but everything was, you know, it made sense where Chopper ended up, where I don't know what happened with Robin, like, I know she ended up with Dragon, right? I still don't get why her skin is so light. I don't get that, but it is what it is.
I think she just spent way too much time in the snow, but, like, Kuma must have, like, elite fucking awareness about his, like, the world map.
Yes, and, like, dog. And where Zoro ended up with Mihawk, perfect. That's how he fucking got stronger. And Sanji... That was just petty. That was just so petty for him to end up there. But with Usopp also, he ended up as soon as he, you know, eating the food got bad as fuck. But then as soon as he saw that, you know, Ace passed, he was like, no, I gotta get stronger for Luffy. Motherfucker is strong, but he's still a scaredy cat. And he's still not over useless. That.
I don't know if he's strong.
Yeah, that's useless though. Like he has It just frustrates me. Like, Usopp, you still lie about being, like, you know, the best, but show it. Show that you're the best. My guy, like, prove it. And then he ends up, you know, showing up.
What gets me about Usopp is, like, in Dressrosa, he unlocked observation haki.
Did he, though?
Did he?
Yeah, so when he had to scare the little girl into, like, and make her faint. That was observation haki, and like he couldn't see the window, and under pressure, like, it unlocked, and he could actually see clearly.
Oh, right. Okay, but then there's no
signs
it.
Of him using it again.
So it's like a one-time using. That's it.
Freak accident.
A freak accident, bro. Like we're like a just whole like two Luffy major arcs forward. Over.
That was a freak accident too. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know. Yeah, Usopp might be, you know, one of the better characters. Wouldn't mind seeing him get his shine as the main character.
Stop. The Luffy hate must stop.
I didn't say I was hating Luffy. I said maybe nice to see him get his shine.
Usopp, in my opinion, is the weakest character on this ship.
It is. He is.
Well, I'd say Nami, but,
nah,
you know.
Nah.
No, Nami be pulling through, too. She is a scary cat, too, but once she has to toughen it up, she will. She will. Don't bag on my girl Nami. She's not.
She just submits money bags. Is all.
She has my lesbian heart.
She was weak too. She got that staff.
Listen, everyone needs a weapon. Usopp without his slingshot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liar. It's just a liar.
He got his hammer.
No, but he's actually very technical and smart because he's the one that not for nothing he provided the staff to Nami and upgraded it. So he's smart.
If there wasn't no Usopp, there would not be no Nami.
That would be a navigator Nami.
Nah, she still navigates. Yeah, dog.
Would be no warrior Nami though. No, they'd be they would change her name to Peach-san because that's what she's gonna be without Usopp.
Thought you were going to call it Sakura, bro. I honestly thought you were going to say Sakura.
I ain't going to disrespect her like that. I was like,
let's not get crazy now, bro.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I think when Kuma sent everyone flying, like, seeing Luffy break down like that, and this is prior to Marineford, like, seeing him, like, feel so hopeless and, like, weak and, like, doubt his dream because he came and picked up his friends, like, that hurt me. Stop.
No, but then, it's true. It's true.
But then when the two-year time skip came and, like, Sentimaru, like, said PX5, attack real straw hat, and he just dodged the three beams and was like, yo, too slow. I'm like, oh, that's my deck.
Yeah. That was so good. I was so hyped.
I still can't believe he thought fake Sanji and fake Zoro were real.
That was Chopper. Right.
It was Luffy too.
It was Luffy too. Oh my god. It was Chopper mostly though. I was like, Chopper, you stupid, but you so cute. I love you.
Why are you guys ignoring me? He ran away crying.
Like, Chopper couldn't have smelled their scents, really? You forgot what they smell like? Because animals store like 100 scents in their noses. So.
True. Yeah.
Okay, so fast forward. Fast forward to like we found Sabo again. Sabo revealed himself. Mm-hmm. Fucking Robin knew the whole time. Didn't say shit.
Was that her secret?
I don't think she knew shit.
I don't think she knew though. I think she knew.
If she did know, is that her secret to tell though?
She had to know because Sabo got his memory back after Ace died, and then it was the 2-year time skip of training.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. was that her secret to divulge? Is the real question.
Yeah, he's
did,
right.
Did Sabo want to keep it a secret though? Is that what we're insinuating?
I think so. In a way, I think he wanted to surprise Luffy too. Like, you know, probably, and it wasn't a nice surprise.
I mean, who was he going to tell? He's like, yeah, I'm Sabo and I'm alive. You know,
right.
The people that needed to really know he was alive wasn't nowhere near him.
Right.
And they were eventually going to meet up. So, you know.
Allegedly.
Yeah, no, he was full going on for that.
That flare fruit, yeah.
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 Before Sabo showed up, I was like doing my best speculating who Luffy would give the fruit to. I was like, would it be, could it be, and like, it can't be Zoro. Like, Zoro doesn't need a devil fruit. Maybe Usopp?
No. No.
Like, he can use his sniper ability with flames. I don't know. That was my thought process.
Yeah, I do think their whole crew's like partnered up between one person has a devil fruit and one doesn't.
They have just enough people to save the people who can't swim.
Yeah. Right. So, I don't know. If you gave someone the crew to add fruit without adding two new people, it would just like upset the balance. So,
true.
I mean, yeah, the only other person might have been Frankie, which might have came in handy when he's making his machines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, poor Frankie, yeah. Yo, Big Mom fucked that ship up.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I was like stressed about the situation with Pedro and like Katakuri on the ship, and I was also like, yo, the ship though, like she is wrecking it. Get out of there.
All because she was fucking hungry. That's dang. What irks me.
Can't believe that. Sometimes, you know, can't believe that bitch ate the kids.
Yeah. Sometimes you get hangry and then
I don't know how you're. Even as a child, I hate her, and I get that she's a child. She don't, quote unquote, she don't know better, right? But like, how do you do that and not realize that you ate your freaking friends? Like, no, I don't know. Big Mom's story is just, she's just horrible. She's a horrible whatever she is. I don't think she's human. Whatever the fuck she is, she's horrible, and I hate her, and I would like for her to die. So that's all I can say.
But as far as Whole Cake goes, what's up, Irby?
That's a very strong opinion there.
Hey, listen, Big Mom's a bitch.
Oh, Big Mom's a bitch. And Blackbeard, too. What did I tell you about Blackbeard? I want him to suffer a very, like, traumatizing and torturous death because of what happened and how he, like, just out of nowhere stole freaking Whitebeard's Devil Fruit too. I don't know how that happened.
There are people speculating that since he knows how to have more than one Devil Fruit, that he's going to have a Zone type fruit as well. I was like, bro, stop. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Or it could be a whole different type Devil Fruit called Creator Fruit, which is why technically it'd be something like, you know, maybe Luffy's fruit's not a Zoan type, but a different type of Zoan type A or something. I don't know. Because, yeah, his power and Blackbeard power might be the same. Somewhat. I have to explain more, but I don't divulge too much.
Yeah, you already got a little risky there.
Yeah, I know. I'm all about risque. Very risque. But yeah, no.
I'm sorry. I wish I was caught up more so I can, you know, you guys can say whatever you want.
Bro, the way I have to, like, explain my hypeness to her, because, like, when this thing came out that she had to avoid, like, the plague first came out, Sammy was, like, the only person. Sammy's the only person I talked to that, like, actually actively, and actively is a strong word, watches One Piece. So, like, when I'm excited about something, I have to, like, share that with her in a way I don't say anything. I was just like, let's just say I learned something that made everything since the first episode a lie.
And I don't get that still. I don't get that still.
You talk to me about it. I'm always be willing to listen to you.
Nah, dog. So you can slander my dog and I can defend my dog. I just...
it leads to interesting discussions.
But... anyways, yeah, Sammy's in Wano. You have a long journey in Wano. It's going to be an emotional roller coaster. And I look forward to your reactions to it. I always get like 20 messages in a row once you start binging something. And I wake up, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Time to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd be so excited. She forgets to talk about things. I'm like, but what about this and this and this?
Yes, that's my fault too, because like I said, I have tunnel vision, and once something grabs my attention, I just like, oh, that, but then this happened. I know this happened, but like something more hype happened. I'm going to talk about the more hype thing. I didn't forget about the lesser hype thing. I still remember it, but I'm going to be like, and this happened. No, like, you know, that's just me. But
yeah, and like in Whole Cake, she completely neglected to bring up Brooke to me. I'm like, yo, but like, how about Brooke versus Big Mom?
Yo, no, Brooke's fight with Big Mom, bro, badass, but yes.
That man's MVP arc. Like, Brooke saved
Whole Cake. For real, dude. And when he pulled out the copy of the polygraph, and however you say it, I was like, yo! That's my boy. I was so happy.
Okay, all right. So we're caught up on Sammy's journey somewhat, kind of sped through, because we got sidetracked with good conversation. Let's go into what show did you know was anime when you were watching it, got you hooked on anime? And, like, when I say that, I mean, like, see, when I was a kid, I watched Pokemon, I watched Yu-Gi-Oh, I watched Dragon Ball, but, like, all those were just cartoons to me, because I didn't know they were anime. Until my cousin on Toonami was like, yo, you gotta watch this anime, Bleach, with me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the hell is an anime? And he puts it on, like, yo, I fuck with this. And, like...
you have your cousin blame for Bleach.
Yes. Noted. Bleach is dope, bro. So it was like, then that's when I discovered, like, this is like an outsourced content from Japan, and I can watch more of it online. I don't have to wait weekly to watch this. And then that's when you get introduced to the sub, and like, you learn that you can watch more episodes further if you watch the Japanese version with subtitles. And then you learn that you can get even further content if you just read the manga, because the manga is always ahead of the anime. So that's... Bleach was the first anime that got me hooked on anime.
Okay.
Herbie?
Sam, it sounded like she wanted to go, so you let her go.
Okay. No, go ahead, Kirby. Go ahead.
let's see here. I don't know. It's probably Dragon Ball Z, because I remember making little action figures with tails, like the little form. And then I ended up making them. I should have used that for all your One Piece talk. Should have had it run the whole episode. But yeah, used to make little tails on my action figures, and then I have bigger action figures for the monkey forms. Yeah, there was also the Ronin Warriors was another I watched, and I think Voltron was an anime too. All those shows when I was younger.
It's still amazing me that Avatar: The Last Airbender is an anime. But go ahead, Tammy.
For me, I didn't know it was an anime, but Sailor Moon was like the first one that I watched thinking it was a cartoon. But like the one that I knew was anime, completely different from you guys, was High School Host Club. I'm not sure if you heard of that one. It only has one season, but very good rom-com.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's a good rom-com.
Yeah.
That's the one that got me.
What? Huh? Me neither. That was crazy.
That's the one that got me hooked. And then I like, you know, but also with you, like, Dragon Ball Z was also a quote unquote cartoon that I used to watch as well before I knew it was an anime. But then, like I said, High School Host Club was the one thing that I was like, oh, that's anime? Okay, cool. Now I know that Naruto, One Piece, Pokemon was all considered anime when I was watching it. So.
Yeah, I used to just consider them cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to be correct when you talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Did you guys ever watch Zatch Bell?
I did watch Zatch Bell. I love Zatch Bell, actually.
That one was a good one, too. And that one, I also thought was a cartoon. But it was an anime.
I remember Zatch Bell because I used to watch Zatch Bell on Toonami, and like it was also like Bo 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 Bo. The guy with the yellow afro and the nose hairs, he'd fight with the nose hairs.
Yeah, I remember that show was weird.
And
that one was weird.
But you can find that one. There's an anime that was out around that time. It's called Mars. And it's an isekai, now that I'm actually remembering it, it's actually an isekai. And this kid ends up in another world, and he has like this little mallet with a ball attached, and the ball, like, it's alive, it talks. And like he goes throughout that world, like leveling up the ball and things. Like it was such a good anime, and like I never finished it on Toonami, but I found it online one time, and like I watched it again, but like now I can't find it again. I wanted to watch it from start to finish again, and I can't find it.
Yu Yu Hakusho is another one you should look at.
I should. I'm hoping they remaster it, like they're doing Rurouni, like they're doing Kenshin, because like it. As I'm getting older, it's getting harder to watch older stuff.
It's going to get harder to look in the mirror.
That too. Stop.
That's my joke I made.
I know. But, Sammy, do you have anything coming up that you're looking forward to?
The last season of Bungo Stray Dogs, like you said, I like to binge watch as soon as all the episodes are out. And now I'm finding out there's another season coming out. I'm contemplating on waiting till season. I don't know if I want to do that though.
You have to wait a whole another year.
If these, I would say this because I don't think you watched the last season before the current one out right now, right?
I didn't. No.
Okay, wait until this season finishes before you watch the last one because you're gonna, they go right into each other, so I don't think you're gonna wanna.
Oh, cliffhanger! Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like hang on.
But besides that, also One Piece, I want to get. It's not that I want to get it over with, but I want to get into the hype that everyone's in. Sorry.
The crickets. One Piece, enough of that.
Herbie said, enough One Piece.
Sorry.
50 minutes of One Piece. I'm over this.
No, I'm kidding. But, no, just talk about what you want.
I'm not sure if Blue Lock is also coming out soon. But if it is, I want to get on that. I want to get on Blue Lock.
Love Blue Lock.
Like right now. And that's the one show, anime that you made me, like, you were like, you have to watch it every time it comes out. And I did. And I hated it because there were so many cliffhangers, but it was good. I loved it.
Listen, you're watching this with me. I'm not waiting to talk about this. This show is good.
But yeah, I want
to. Irby, you got anything you're looking forward to?
That is a good question.
I'm full of those.
Sometimes you are. But no, I don't really have that much looking forward to. Maybe looking forward to Jing Sung Woo, the audiobook. I know the reading form is out, but, you know, I prefer the audiobook. Like hearing all the little sound effects. Of pachoo, pachoo.
I do enjoy listening. I actually, every time I know the audiobook is close to coming out, I try to listen from volume one up to the recent. Because I just never get tired of listening to it. And, like, Sammy's been buying the books, and she hasn't read a single fucking one.
Not bad. Yeah, I was about to pre-order volume 8.
She actually has my first... I guess this one's a manhwa, but she has my first book that I ever bought. Just because I wanted her to read this shit. And she's been supporting the artist by buying it, but she hasn't been supporting me by reading it.
You didn't even give me the book.
It's coming out. Don't worry. I'm gonna read it.
You're not. You said
she's not, bro. She's gonna wait for the anime.
You said you have to finish One Piece before you do anything else, and you're not gonna finish that anytime soon.
That's why. He gets it.
Anytime soon. She's not gonna be 2025.
I wish you knew how much time went in between her like binging episodes and then her not watching any.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's like she like keeps track of how many episodes she watches. Like, I'm not gonna watch for like twice that many days.
It's not my fault. You get tired.
Oh man.
What about you? What about you, Carlos? What are you looking forward to?
I say it all the time. I'm gonna keep saying it until fucking was out because they pushed it back. I need to see how the Solo Leveling anime comes out. I want it. I need it. I love it. I buy every form of this fucking thing possible. I buy the manga. I buy the light novel. Then I buy the audiobook of the light novel. And I'm sure when this comes out and it's out on Blu-ray, I'm going to be buying the Blu-ray stuff. One Piece is a little difficult. There's a lot of freaking manga. So I've devoted myself to like waiting until the collector the box set comes out. I'm like caught up on box sets for $1,000.
Yeah.
It came back out like there were people selling it for like $1,000, but eventually they like came out, we got restocked, so like they were at a fair price. I want to buy the Bleach mangas, but they're there, but I haven't done it yet. Got new responsibilities.
Just waiting on. Yeah.
Got new responsibilities. But that's all I have left to talk about. Do you guys have anything you want to mention?
Nope.
No.
Good? We're all good? Good going around?
We're all good.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Hold your applause. I'm not done. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, share us. Damn it, Irby, stop. And we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for joining us, Sammy. Bye.
Bye.